TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Right, Blackhawk fans, you may not have Connor Bedard for 6 to 8 weeks, but you still have your song. Though you guys don't play very much because you're a very bad hockey team, which tells me that you're not scoring as many goals as you would like. So sad for you. But hello, everyone. This is your good friend Patrick O'Dowd welcoming you into another edition of Hockey Talk. I am, of course, joined by my good friend, the lawyer himself, my brother in Disney, David Ungar. Hockey Talk is brought to you by the ChairShot Radio Network. We're at thechairshot.com, where we remind you to always use your head. Make sure you head over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and invest in one of our mini ChairShot shirts. Keep us on the air. They're only $19.99. Spend a few dollars more. Get them soft styles. Their giblets will thank you. Dave, how are you, my friend?
Pretty well. Looking at all the Taylor Swift fashion choices from last night's game.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up the most ridiculous story in the history of politics in regards to Taylor Swift somehow being an operative for the left. Have you heard about this one?
Fox
News put out a report, like one of their dudes claiming that like Taylor Swift is, I can't even remember what they called it, but It was a thing for like a week, like that she was some political like operative. Like she was a political operative for the government to try and get liberal teenagers to vote or something. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. But Fox News is always trying to create paranoia in some way, shape, or form amongst a very gullible fan base. We're not here to talk about that, though.
Speaking of Disney, my wife abandoned me for Disneyland and decided, she texted me yesterday. She's like, hey, you know, the Hilton Garden Inn, I think it's my new second favorite hotel down here. I wish I could stay another night. So I'm like, well, why don't you? She's like, well, they might be sold out. And then she's like, oh, they're sold out. So I'm like, all right. And she's like, oh, they're not sold out. So I'm going to stay next. I'm like, okay. Have fun.
Do your thing.
Yeah, the lovely value and talented being a, Mrs. Value Ungar, being a pass holder.
A magic key holder. Yes. Now, I know she has a magic key in the news around Disney. Kids, this is your Disney update as Dave and I fill the first 5 minutes of the show before our first commercial break. Did the Mrs. Ungar have to wait in line for anything? Like some of the other folks who had to wait like hours upon hours for Magic Key.
They have like a window for renewals and stuff like that. And it's not that, I mean, it's basically automatic. You know, you just, if you click a box or something like that online, you renew. I'd have to ask her about it. But like, I know my niece didn't take advantage of that. So she had to wait in line or online for 9 hours to get her Magic Key back.
Now, she was online. She wasn't one of the people. No. So she wasn't one of the people like at Disneyland who was waiting in line to pick up their Magic Key for the year. And in 24 hours, all new Magic Key passes, by the way, kids, sold out. So if you were looking to be a Magic Key pass holder for the first time, too late, too bad, so sad. No Magic Key for you.
No, I womp, womp. 4 hours. Fuck that.
That's insane to stand in a line for 4 hours for a Magic Key. I've told you this. Well, actually, did I tell you it was official? Because now it's official. The Disney train keeps on rolling in the O'Dowd household as well. So Friday night, I went out with some friends and maybe consumed a drink or five and had a good old time.
Refrain from rephrasing your text earlier that night.
I mean, it wasn't a text so much as it was a declaration.
It was, exactly. It was a fun one too, but we'll keep that between us.
Right. But anyway, so I had made these plans like a couple of weeks ago. I was visiting, you know, visiting with a friend. They've moved out of the area. They live up in New Hampshire. So they happened to be down that day anyway. So we got together, we did dinner, we went out, did drinks. It was a great time. And in the meantime, there's this other family that we travel with, or that we've traveled with, that we're very close with. They're very close friends of ours. They have a child that's a little bit younger than a little O'Dowd's age, but they're, you know, they're kids. They've grown up together for the most part. Very, very close family. They're also a big Disney family as well. In fact, one of my friends in this couple, they run, they're a Disney travel agent. So they're one of those people that you can work with and they will get you discounts. They will help you with all the booking with Disney. They also do cruises and stuff like that. And so we have been talking about for a long time, ever since the O'Dowds started becoming a Disney family, doing a Disney vacation of some sort or a Disney visit of some sort together. And when we bought annual passes this past year, they kicked in November, the Mrs. O'Dowd, because this was going to be a one-time purchase, and we knew this was going to be a one-time purchase, which meant we knew we needed to get to Disney multiple times to make it worth the cost just in park admission alone. And so we had been talking and we're looking at September as a time to go to Disney World one more time in 2024 in order to take advantage of the Halloween season, because the, you know, Mickey's not so scary Halloween party is very, very popular. It's something folks like to do. So we're looking to do it because we thought it'd be a fun, different thing. We always have gone in December, have never seen the parks decorated for Halloween, kind of wanted to see that and what that's like. And we brought it up with our friend. Hey, you want to, you know, maybe want to go and do this long. We were going to do a long weekend. Do this long weekend with us. And they were like, sure, that sounds like fun. Let's see if we can make it happen. So we had also talked about maybe someday in the future, a couple of years from now, maybe we'll go try and go on a Disney cruise. That was a conversation happened around New Year's. Future us. Dave, when I woke up Saturday morning after enjoying my Friday evening, I discovered that not only had we booked our joint long weekend to Orlando for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party, amongst other visits to the parks, but I'm going on a cruise, dude. Summer 2025, Memorial Day weekend, 7-day Eastern Caribbean cruise on the Disney Treasure, which is the newest Disney ship. It's so new, it hasn't even gone on its first voyage yet. Its first voyage is in December 2024. The madness does not stop. And yet, still can't make it out to you to California to go to Disneyland. I'm sorry.
Maybe that's...
And now I don't know next. When, because now 2027.
Yeah, 2027.
Hashtag 2027.
Yeah, I guess having a friend who's a travel agent, that is certainly reaping benefits. That's got to help a lot.
Yeah, and even for this cruise, like we're getting, because we're booking through them, we get $400 in ship credit. So now what that can get used towards, I'm not sure, but like, you know, there are three themed bars / lounges on this ship based on Disney attractions. And that's really cool. One of them is based on the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. One is based on the Jungle Cruise and the Adventurers Club. And the third one, and the one that we're the most excited about, is based on the Haunted Mansion. It is a Haunted Mansion themed lounge / bar with drinks and little snacks. It is the Little O'Dowd's favorite ride in all of Disney. And so he can go in. He just can't obviously have a drink, an alcoholic drink. He's under 21, but they do have non-alcoholic drinks. So he's very excited about
it. I mean, Disney Cruise is something that, yeah, I've always kind of wanted to look into that and think about that myself. But unlike Carnival cruises, they're not cheap. So
no, they're not cheap, but supposedly very immersive and a lot of fun. So anyway, there you go, folks. There's Patrick and Dave's Disney Talk 10 minutes into the show. Dave put it very succinctly as we were getting ready to ramp up the program today. We're going streaking this week as we have some teams that are red hot. We've got some teams that are ice cold, kind of the usual suspects on that end. But, you know, we're going to do our usual look at the standings. And then we got some fun news around the NHL. The All-Star rosters, the names are set. The final 12 have been selected. So that result came in huge voting numbers. Very, very exciting. Dave and I will reflect on that as well. But before we can do any of that, we got to head into our first commercial break. So you all sit tight. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the standings around the NHL and some teams that are on some tears. You are listening to Hockey Talk here on the ChairShot Radio Network, part of the ChairShot.com.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said. Done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Welcome back, everyone, into Hockey Talk here on the ChairShot Radio Network, part of thechairshot.com, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot for all of your ChairShot shirt needs. Patrick O'Dowd, David Ongar. Standings. There are some teams on some tears, and I don't know where do you want there. There you've got Florida finally lost, right? I think we found that Florida finally lost. They came off a 7-game win streak.
9-1 in their last.
Both Edmonton and Seattle. Edmonton is now on a 10-game winning streak. Seattle is on like a 9-game winning streak. It's crazy.
And they can't make ground on the guys at the top because they're on a 5-game winning streak.
Right. Well, and here's the thing is I'm sitting here looking at the standings, and maybe that's where we start. Let's start with Edmonton and the Kraken, both in the same division. Edmonton currently riding in fourth, Kraken riding in fifth. And Edmonton's still 5 points behind the Kings. 10 points behind the Golden Knights.
Yeah. 5 points behind the
Canucks.
And here's the flip side. Teams that are cold. The Kings have lost 8 in a row, and they're still ahead of Edmonton.
Like, what in the world? That's insane to me, man. That's insane. So let's start with Edmonton, because Edmonton, you know, they got another win. What have we seen out of Edmonton that's really standing up?
That
other than their stars are being their stars.
No, I think the coaching change, you know, we talked coaching changes last week. That coaching change they made is really paying dividends, because this is like their second 8-game winning streak since the coaching change took place. So I think whatever he's doing, and I forget the guy's name, it's clearly working.
New guy. We'll just call him new guy.
The new guy. Yeah. The new guy, whatever he's doing, they are drinking the Kool-Aid, and they are clicking on all cylinders. They're Yeah, I think at this point it's safe to say that they're definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with coming down the second half of the season. The Kings, not so much. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
we're at the halfway point of the season, like basically, like right now. We are right now at the halfway point of the season, and so you can't. I don't want to declare Vegas, you know, dead or anything like that. Like I don't know, or Los Angeles. Sorry, not Vegas. Though Vegas is 3-7 in their last 10. They're not exactly tearing it up right now either. But I don't know. And I'm sorry, I read the wrong separation. Sorry. Edmonton is 14 points behind Vancouver. They are 6 points now behind Vegas. They're only a point behind the Kings, and the Kraken are running even with them. So like they're hot right now. They're getting it from all kinds of different directions. You know, Draisaitl and Connor McDavid were stars being stars yesterday. You know, Draisaitl tying a game, McDavid getting the assist on the overtime goal. Just it's good stuff. And in this 10-game winning streak, Connor McDavid has recorded a point in every contest. The 19th player in NHL history, 6th active skater straight off the NHL website to collect a point in every contest of a win streak of 10 or more games.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Just throw that out.
Well, here's the thing: do we take his talent for granted?
Absolutely.
Because here's this guy scoring. You know, he's registering a point. Like Wayne Gretzky's not on this. Now this is this is only the active. This is an active list. So I'm looking at the active players that have done it: Elias Lindholm, Braden Point, Vladimir Tarasenko, Jordan Staal, and Sidney Crosby. That's good company. That's not like the best company, but I mean, no, not a bad player in there.
Few of them are Hall of Famer. Sure.
Yeah, Tarasenko's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Sid.
Crosby's a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
Braden Point, maybe? What do you think? Do you think Braden Point?
Probably. At some point. Well, pun intended. I think, you know, Connor McDavid, he's so young. And you forget the fact that he's so young because he's just been doing it for, it seems like, forever, right? But he really hasn't, but it just seems like, oh yeah, it's been a decade of dominance for him, and it's like I don't even think he's been in the league for a decade yet.
And the he's still new, and yet we just assume he's the best. I mean, he's the best player in the league, in my opinion. I don't even think it's that hard to.
Yeah.
Like, who's better?
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. Not this year for sure.
Right.
I mean, Austin Matthews is the only one I can think who comes in the same vicinity right now. But
yeah, I don't know. McDavid does it all. It's amazing. What's nuts about the Kraken and holding onto their 9-game winning streak, you know, to get that to 9, 3 times they had to equalize a deficit, a 1-goal deficit, before finally getting it done. And, you know, you look at that, Jared McCann, he was one of the skaters to get one of the tying goals. It's funny to hear, like, to read the NHL talking about, like, franchise records when you consider the Kraken. Now,
third year.
But here's the thing, a 9-game winning streak being a franchise record, like, yeah, it's only their third year. A 9-game winning streak in the NHL is impressive. Yes. Edmonton, with their 10th win in a row, that is a franchise record for the Edmonton Oilers, which is a much deeper history in the NHL. So it's not like this streak is anything to sneeze at. It's also kind of funny to read the NHL be like, it's a franchise record for the Kraken. The 13-point streak is a franchise record for the Kraken. Well, yeah. I mean, probably.
But they're a team we wrote, a lot of us. I mean, before we took our break, we kind of were like, what's wrong with the Kraken? You know, we were kind of writing them off earlier in the year, and then they just... I watched them play the Caps most of that game the other day, and the Caps were beating the shit out of them for the first like 12 minutes, but couldn't score. Outshot them like 10-1. Seattle just gets that breakthrough, and then they're off and running. And that's kind of they're a really good counter punching team, and then they punch you in the mouth, and then they start taking over. And I think they're a little bit more physical than I gave them credit for. Their goaltending is solid. Yeah, Seattle is I don't know. I mean, yeah. How do you top last year where you eliminate the defending champs, right?
You advance.
Go farther. That would be a good way.
Yeah, you advance. Like, you've got advance. Like, that's it. So That's really where it is. But it all, like you said, really kind of means nothing because Vancouver, who we all picked to win the Pacific, is still 14 points up on them and 8 points up on Vegas. Like
Vancouver doesn't lose either.
Well, but their win percentage is 70%. Like what do you even do? That's Boston level good. That's Boston level crazy.
They're far and away the biggest surprise this year. I mean, I thought, okay, they're going to be okay, but this is not another team that just lost and had their streak snap. Winnipeg had won like 8 or 9 in a row and they just lost and they're what 8-1-1 in their last 10 have vaulted to the top. Yep, of the Central.
They've leaped over Colorado. Yeah. They're only a point up on Colorado, but again, their win percentage is a 7-14. Oof.
Yeah,
they're crazy.
I mean, Winnipeg does this though.
Name three members of the Winnipeg Jets.
Hallerbuck, the goalie. That's the one that I know.
So there's one. Give me a couple skaters.
Shifley is he still there? Shifley. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name.
Let me click on their site. I don't know three players on the Winnipeg Jets. Like, who follows the fucking Winnipeg Jets?
People in Winnipeg, but
yes, roster. Let's see what we got here.
Yeah, like the fucking Bruins are human this year, it seems, almost.
There is Logan Stanley. Yeah. I recognize Logan Stanley. Mark Scheifele. Yep, he's there.
See, I got two.
You got two.
Got two of them.
It reminds me of that joke they make in the movie Major League where they do the American Express commercial. Hi, do you know us? We're a National Hockey League team.
Yeah, we play it.
Because we haven't won a pennant in over 30 years.
Arizona should do that. Do you know us? We play in a 5,000-seat arena, and no one knows who the hell we are.
We're a shitstorm of sadness.
They're respectable this year, at least. But
right. I mean, they're tied with the Blues. I said this before, like the Blues, the new coach shine has worn off. Like it's you talked about inspiring play. The Blues. It's past. You know, I think it was a Kyrou or somebody had a hat trick couple days ago. That was cool. But I'm at that point now in my fandom of hockey where I'm like, that's nice. I'd rather win consistently. Like, it's a nice story, but like when you're a Blues fan, you got to celebrate it. Like, it's the biggest thing since sliced bread because it's sad. So, you know, and the Blues are just sad right now. So, I'm just not going to. I'm not going to celebrate mediocrity. How's that? So
I hear you. I'm a Caps fan.
All right, right. And your Caps are they losing? Are they losing? Right,
it was 1-0. But I'm like, you know, you're talking about the standings, man. The Metropolitan Division. Everybody but Ottawa is within 8 points of first place, which is, I mean, because the Rangers are one of these teams that are not hot, have lost 4 in a row, are playing the Caps right now, and I think they were winning. But it's still early, so that can go south in a hurry. But yeah, that division is super tight.
Ottawa's in the Atlantic, bro.
I mean,
you mean Columbus?
Yeah, that's 2-0 Rangers now. So trying to break that streak.
Yeah, get mired in your misery real quick. Okay, we're gonna take our second commercial break. When we come back, we're gonna talk. I want to talk. The NHL actually released yesterday a graphic. If the playoffs started today, because the 13th, sorry, yesterday from when we're recording, yesterday the 13th was the exact halfway point of the season. And they released this graphic in front of 16 games being played yesterday, by the way. Huge slate.
Yeah, everybody
played. Everybody played. Only two games today, too. Like, that's the funny part. It was like this all or nothing sort of pure opposition. But when we come back, let's look at if the playoffs had started on the 13th, what those matchups would be and who you would have liked. And then we'll talk a little bit about the All-Star team, because as I mentioned at the top of the show, the All-Star rosters are set. Fans have voted in the last 12 players that would be selected. And so that's always fun to talk about. So we're going to do that when we come back. You are listening to Hockey Talk here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Welcome back everyone to Hockey Talk here on the Chair Shot Radio Network, part of the ChairShot.com. Patrick O'Dowd, David Ongar, ProWrestlingTees.com/ChairShot. Invest in a ChairShot shirt. Get it soft style. Spend a few dollars more of that $19.99. Your giblets will thank you. Dave, the Stanley Cup's playoffs had started yesterday, your matchups, and I don't know if you need to bring this up on like your phone or something because I put it in our DM thread. Our matchups would be the Winnipeg Jets taking on the Edmonton Oilers, Colorado Avalanche taking on the Dallas Stars. That's the top left of the bracket. Lower left of the bracket would be the Vancouver Canucks against the Nashville Predators, the LA Kings against the Vegas Golden Knights. On the east side, the Boston Bruins taking on PC Tunney's Tampa Bay Lightning, the Florida Panthers taking on my beloved Toronto Maple Leafs. And I always say that because I always pick them. I always pick them and they lose. Fucking fuckers. The New York Rangers, the much maligned New York Rangers, would be taking on the New York Islanders. And the Carolina Hurricanes, kind of quietly playing like beasts, would go and take on the Philadelphia Flyers. Now, of course, we know this is not where this is going, where we're going to land. Like, we know this. It's just too much season left. We have half a season to go. But it's fun to take a look at what these matchups might look like if they were to happen. So Dave, tell me what sticks. I'll tell you what sticks out to me. I'll go first. The Rangers and the Islanders, you can't ask for more excitement than that. You get the state of New York taking each other on. The only problem is that they'd be playing in the first round. And the NHL probably wouldn't want that. They probably want it in like a quarter or semis rather than the opening round.
Yeah, it's their teams very familiar with each other, met in the playoffs numerous times. Not recently, but yeah, I think Rangers Islanders first round is intriguing. I would yeah, it's from a marketing standpoint, it's an NHL dream matchup, but
that's money.
That is way big time money. But I probably would give the Rangers the edge right now. I still think they've got better goaltending. I know they're struggling, not today, but I just think yeah,
I'll consider the opponent.
I mean, you know, well, yeah, the Caps, and they've got their, you know, Shesterkin's in goal today, not Jonathan Quick. Quick's fine as far as a backup, but when it comes down to it, when the money's on the table, Shesterkin's going to be there, and he, I think, is just too much for the Islanders. But yeah, that's a hell of an intriguing matchup.
What else stands out to you? Yeah, I was like, you can pick the next matchup.
Winnipeg, Edmonton, for sure. Two of the hottest teams in the league going at each other right now. I would, even though Winnipeg is like the conference or the division champion, according to this scenario,
I'd give it to the Oilers.
I'd give it to the Oilers, too. I think there's just
because the Stars. It's Stars.
It's too much firepower, and Edmonton has had Winnipeg's number in the past, and I don't see that Winnipeg has done enough to really change that narrative. So it's one of those series you look at and say, the wild card team's the superior of them. But it's interesting.
Right. We've talked about this the last couple of years with Edmonton, and they're getting closer. What gets them over the hump? What do they need to fix?
I think you see it a lot, and they're too much a finesse team still. So I think they need like a big body, somebody really physical. As much as I hate the guy, you know, Ryan Reeves, I don't know where the hell he's at right now. I don't know where he's playing. Add him to your lineup. Get some muscle. Get, you know, just that mean nastiness that he brings to a team. I think, and I don't know if he's still playing or retired or what the case is, but somebody like that feels like Edmonton needs to be less finesse, because we all see it in the playoffs. These teams that just dominate in the regular season, they get into the playoffs and it's a different kind of hockey. And you got to get those guys who are willing to, you know, go down and take that slap shot to the hip or the groin or God knows where. Look, McDavid and Draisaitl are scorers. They're not going to do that shit. But you need the guys who are going to do that. And I don't think Edmonton has that. I don't think Toronto's got a little bit more of a physical presence over the past few years. But and see, like, you know, looking at Florida, Toronto, I think it go down the same way this year as it went down last year, because Florida's a tougher team. And I just, you know, and they've got all that experience. Bobrovsky's playing really well. So, I mean, like that series, yeah, there's a part of me that says, oh, this is Toronto's year. But no, I think they got worked so hard last year against Florida. I don't see that they've made that big of a difference that series, like I say, oh, yeah, that'd be any different. What else are you seeing, man?
Well, the last one I want to talk about is a coin flip series. Literally a coin flip series. LA and Vegas. Flip a coin. Who wins? Both teams have been inconsistent this season at different points of the season so far. And so if the two of them were to face up, who do you give the, do you give the nod to Vegas because they've been there more recently and they have some of the pedigree there? I feel like that series, though, either team could win that series, and I'm going to be like, yup.
Well, they're both these real heated rivals. I mean, and Vegas has been around long enough now. You know, we talk about Seattle and their limited history. Vegas is limited too, but not so much because you've got two Stanley Cup appearances, one cup championship, and them and the Kings have had a very nasty history for as brief as Vegas has been in the league. But I think, you know, the Kings kind of overachieved and earlier in this year, the guys, they couldn't lose on the road. Now they can't win anywhere. But I just think Vegas is deeper. They've got too much depth. If Hill plays well, I think Vegas is too strong. And you know, all these teams go through these up and downs of the course of the year. Vegas will get hot near the end of the year. And I think the Kings will rebound as well. But yeah, I would look at Vegas.
So
taking that one.
So I'm going to make an assumption, but I'll actually ask you the question. What team is on this graphic today? Or as of the 13th, what team is on this graphic today that won't be on this graphic come the end of the season? And who will be on the graphic in their place?
I'd say get rid of Nashville and put Seattle in there. That'd be I think that would be a safe assumption. Nashville's clinging tenuously to that last playoff spot. But I look at where the teams are. Yep. Seattle's really playing well. Calgary's playing really well. Nashville's not playing bad. But I just think in the West, Nashville would be the one that I would keep an eye on and say they may go out. Seattle might come in. Philly in the
East. Don't get one. No. I asked you one, sir. One. I love teasing. I mean, Philly right now is a division leader. So
Philly's
a division leader. They're not the division leader. Sorry, yeah, Metropolitan. They're third in the Metro. I don't know. Because the East is kind of gross, man. Like as a division. It's those lower level teams, like those two, like it's hard to go against Tampa Bay and the Islanders. Because I don't think Detroit is there. I think they're close, but you know, we've been excited about Detroit for a couple of years now. I honestly don't know Jersey well enough to tell you how they're doing. You know what I mean? Like they won their last game, but that's about all I could say.
They're underachieving. That's for sure.
Right. And so I don't know that anybody, and I say this, it's a tight race. Like if you look at the wild card, heck, even the Sabres, who speaking of underachieving teams, the Sabres are only 9 points out, halfway point of the season. The only teams on this Eastern wild card side of things that are truly completely out of it, like 1,000%, no questions asked, are Columbus and Ottawa. But you know, you can go as far down as Pittsburgh on this list. Pittsburgh's only 3 points out. Like, and Pittsburgh started hot. Like I remember they had a hot start to the season. So
they did.
And you know, contrast that to.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. They started hot, then they sucked, and now they've been playing well again. And you can't count out Sidney Crosby's having a tremendous year. I mean, I would not.
Seven.
I don't think the Caps are gonna do anything because they just
they can't score.
No, exactly. Score. They're offensively challenged, and you see it. And their defense is just. I mean, they were talking about it in the game yesterday that when they win, they're all tight games. When they lose, they get blown the fuck out. Like today, it's 2-0 right now. 6-1 is a very possible final score for the game today because they don't lose the close games. And it's just, it's, I don't know. It's odd. Those guys, they need some scoring. I don't know where you get that scoring from. And you know, well, they got Pacioretty back and I like him and, you know, he's coming back from his second blown ACL, but he adds something to them, but I don't think they've got the horses to sneak in.
Yeah. And you contrast that with the West where there are four teams already that seem pretty far gone if this sort of keeps. Because Minnesota is sitting at 39 points or 10 points behind Nashville. I have no faith in the Blues. Arizona's a dumpster fire. Like I don't have any faith in Arizona. Calgary should be up there. I think Calgary is better than what they are, but they lost a little bit in the offseason, and they've had trouble recovering. So I think you're right. I think Nashville is going to fall out. I think it's going to be Edmonton and Seattle that sort of overtake it. And this could just be us being prisoners of the moment, right? Like, they're hot, so we're kind of caught up in that. But it seems to make a lot of sense that is what happens. So, yeah, I'll be interested to see what happens. I'm sitting here, I'm looking at our show. Dave, I don't think we need to talk about the All-Star team today. I think
it looks like we're up against it.
We are up against it, and that's okay, because we had a nice little talk about if the playoffs started today, or, well, by the time you all listen to this, 3 days ago. So we're going to put it there. We're going to come back. We'll look at the All-Star game when it gets closer to it. I can't wait to look at it. It's in Toronto this year. Probably the big highlight is that, in no surprise out of the fan voting, Toronto represented their own. So a lot of Toronto players got voted in, which I've always been fine with the host team having a couple more players. Like, I've always been okay with that. So I'm not going to sweat that. But what
they got good players in Toronto. I mean, it's not for lack of talent.
They just don't have winners.
Right. It's not for lack of talent. Yeah.
They're great in the skills competition. It's a lot of fun. So we'll see all that. We'll talk about that a little bit more as All-Star Weekend gets closer and closer. But Dave, we got to get out of here. So why don't you tell everybody where our listeners can find you on the Chairshot Radio Network and how to follow you in the interweb universe.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twix at Attitude Ag. That is at Attitude AGG, Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression, and on Instagram and Threads at Attitude of Aggression, all one word. And yeah, check us out on thechairshot.com. We just released part one of the Swaggy Awards. So fun stuff all the way around.
And you can follow me out there in the X Twitter as well, at Wrestling Realist. That is at WrestlingRealist. You can track me down at that same handle on Threads, on Instagram, That's it. You can follow me. You can catch me on the Chairshot Radio Network generally every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Although currently, Dave, Wednesday has been dicey. Between vacations and the DeMarco being sick, the Greg DeMarco show hasn't happened. But Monday, you can catch me on Bandwagon Nerds. Tuesdays, talking hockey with David Ungar. Wednesdays, talking wrestling with one Greg DeMarco.
Nothing's happening in the world of wrestling lately, right?
Well, I mean, Greg and I's, our show's a little bit different. We don't necessarily go through news bites. We kind of go after poor takes on what's going on in wrestling. That's been kind of our thing lately. So there's always a few of those. It makes for fertile ground, but we got to get out of here. So we'll catch y'all next week. We will be doing Hockey Talk again next week. Thank you everyone for listening. And we'll be back to talk All-Star Game, all of the great standings, everything that's happening in the NHL. You've been listening to Hockey Talk here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of the chairshot.com.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Geldwin. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Geldwin windows in-store. Or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards. Save big.